This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's Friday. Maybe you're thinking, if you indulge, that it'd be nice to stop for a quick drink on the way home. I mean, you can't beat happy hour prices, right? Bar and restaurant owners are counting on those special deals to get you in the door. Also, especially in places on the coast, they're counting on oysters. Cheap oysters. Marketplace's Justin Ho has the economics of the dollar oyster happy hour.
There's a seafood spot in Midtown Manhattan called Crave Fish Bar. It serves oysters from the East and West Coast that cost $3 to $4 a piece on the regular menu. But get there during happy hour, and you can order a number of those oysters for $1 or $1.50.
So happy hour tonight, we have, let me just count right here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We have 11 East Coast oysters tonight, and we have one West Coast.
Brian Owens is a managing partner at Crave. He says between the restaurant's two locations, they're going through roughly 20,000 oysters a week, 6,000 during happy hour alone. Blair Hurst just finished off a dozen with a work colleague.
Price point is pretty phenomenal, you know. I also would try 50-cent oysters. Actually, I don't know if I would try 50-cent oysters.
At the bar, Diana Purcell and a friend are working on their second dozen and thinking about ordering a third.
We came here specifically for the oysters, so. And I really wanted a martini, and martinis and oysters are best friends.
That's the strategy. The restaurant isn't making much off the oysters. Owen says he buys oysters at around 77 to 80 cents a piece. But the hope is they'll rake it in at the bar, and that people might stay for dinner and order a whole branzino for $36, or the lobster curry for $38. Crave isn't the only restaurant that's figured this out. Four other spots are doing oyster happy hours on the same block.
And everyone from the Irish pub to the Korean barbecue to the, you know, the tavern is all doing dollar oysters now. We were never seen that 10 years ago.
About 2 miles south of Crave Fish Bar, I'm at another oyster happy hour at a restaurant called Coal and Pistol. With me is oyster enthusiast Julie Chu, who runs an oyster-focused blog called In a Half Shell, with high-def oyster photos and guides to finding good oysters.
I just want to give you like a general around-the-coastline tasting of different salinities and textures and flavors.
Chu says the boom in oyster happy hours is giving people access to a food that used to be pretty pricey. But she says all of those cheap oysters have also created a distortion.
Which was people believed oysters would be cheap, and what they were getting was very normal, or good, perhaps.
Chu likes places like Coal and Pistol, which specializes in seafood and serves lots of oysters every day. But at other spots, she says shuckers might not be properly trained, and the staff may be less experienced in handling and storing raw seafood.
You see oysters that look like just dried up pieces of snot sitting in a shell. It sounds disgusting, but I've seen it happen where the oyster is not alive. It's just a dead, sad little thing in a shell, and it still gets served.
And eaten. But it's costly to produce high-quality oysters, says Pete Malinowski, who grew up on an oyster farm off of Long Island, which sells a lot of oysters to restaurants in New York City.
It's incredibly labor-intensive because you have to handle those cages all the time. You're sorting the oysters by size. You're getting rid of other animals that sat on the cages. And it's anywhere from 18 months to 4 years to go from a 2-millimeter oyster to a market-size oyster.
There is an upside to the popularity of oyster happy hours. Malinowski and I are talking on Governor's Island in New York, where he runs the Billion Oyster Project. 75 restaurants around the city give the Billion Oyster Project their empty shells, which the project uses to grow new oysters in New York Harbor.
We collect about 8,000 pounds of shell per week, and that's very seasonally. So it's as much as 10,000 pounds sometimes a year.
These New York Harbor oysters aren't for eating. Oysters filter water, and the idea is that if the project eventually grows a billion of them, the harbor could filter itself every 3 days. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.